2023 Census Information Sheet for Screen Reader Users. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Te Kāwanatanga or Aotearoa, New Zealand government, and the logo of the 2023 Census Stats NZ, Tato Tato, All of Us Count. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 7th of February 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. About this document. This document has been created to support people who want to complete the census using an online form using assistive technology. If you have been viewing the braille or audio files of the census questions, these have been based on the paper census forms. This document has been written for the online census forms only. Please note that the online census form does not have question numbers, it has sections. This is because the online census form will predict your movement through the census form based on your answers to previous questions. Accessibility of the 2023 Census website. The 2023 Census Information website, www.census.govt.nz, and online census forms were independently evaluated against the web usability and accessibility standards for NZ government websites and the internationally recognized Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCA Gram, 2.1 Level A and AA criteria. Overall, the census website and online form meets WCA G 2.1 Level A and AA criteria, but there are a small number of defects remaining that we were unable to fix in time for the census. There are also some known issues with YouTube embeds and bugs identified with specific screen reader and browser combinations that are outside the control of Stats NZ. A full list of the technologies used for testing is available at the end of this document. Completing your census online. Depending on the technology you are using, there are three main issues you may experience as you move through sections of the online census forms. These are, some elements not being announced correctly, the focus order not being managed properly, a small number of questions in the dwelling form, section 2, and individual form, section 1, do not link the code to their related inputs, or response options are not grouped properly. These elements should not impact your progress through the online census form. Getting started. To complete your census online, visit www.census.govt.nz and select the Start Your Census button. Clicking on this button will open a new web browser that contains the online census form. Enter your household's 12-digit private access code in the text box provided and click the Start button to start filling out your census forms. Setting up your household. The first person in your household to complete the census online completes a household setup form to confirm the address and the names of everyone who will be staying overnight on the 7th of March. The household setup form needs to be finished before the dwelling form or individual forms can be completed. If you are using a screen reader to complete these forms, please note the following sections. When asked to write the number of people staying overnight on the 7th of March, the first text box is read-only information and the second text box is where you should input the number of people at the address on census night. This is the second question on the first page of the household setup form. Completing the dwelling form. Section 2 of the dwelling form asks about the number of private vehicles available for the use of people staying at this dwelling. There are three checklist items with response options of none, one, or two, followed by two text boxes. The first text box is read-only information and the second text box is where you can input the number of motor vehicles, if your answer is different from none, one or two. Completing the individual form. If you are using a screen reader to complete your individual form, please note the following questions. Question 2 asks you to enter your date of birth in a specific format, for example day, 28, month, 2002, and full year, 1984. A separate text box is provided for each number, on section 2 of the individual form. If you select yes, or don't know for the first question on this page about Maori descent, you will be asked a second question, do you know the name or names of your iwi? Then you are presented with a third question to enter your iwi and the rohe or region if you know this. Then you continue with your answer. This is one of a number of questions that has an as you type list to help with selection. A visual map is also available as a display tool to support the identification and selection of iwi and rohe or region. You can enter up to 16 iwi using the online form. General tips for online census completion. Try to complete each form without stopping and click submit after completing each form. For privacy reasons, your information will not save as you progress through each form. If you are inactive for more than 20 minutes, then the form you are currently working on will not save what you have typed and you will need to start again. Forms you have already submitted are complete and do not need to be repeated. Once you click submit, your answers will be received by Stats NZ instantly. You cannot go back and change your answers. You have finished the census when Stats NZ has received the following online forms for your household: household setup form, dwelling form, an individual form for each person staying overnight on the 7th of March. Contact information. You can contact the census team if you have any questions, would like to request a new access code is texted to your mobile phone, or sent by letter in the mail, would like information sent to you in braille or audio, would like to request paper census forms, would like a census collector to support you to complete the census, contact us by free phone on 0800 census 0800 236 787, or go to our website www.census.govt.nz and complete one of the online forms to raise a query. The online forms have text boxes for you to write your contact details in. Once completed, submit the form for our helpline staff to receive your query. This is a lot like using email but is a more secure way of sharing your information with us. You can use this contact method to get a new access code by clicking on Request an Access Code, ask for paper census forms by clicking on Request paper forms, ask questions by clicking on Contact us. Technologies used during testing. The following assistive technologies, web browsers and user agents were used during testing: JAWS 2021 with Edge, latest, on Windows 10, JAWS 2020 with Chrome, latest, on Windows 10, JAWS 2019 with Chrome, latest, on Windows 10, NVDA 2022.1 with Firefox, latest, on Windows 10, VoiceOver with Safari, latest, on Mac OS 12, Dragon Naturally Speaking 15.61.200.010 with Chrome, latest, on Windows 10, Zoom Text 2022 with Chrome, latest, on Windows 10, VoiceOver with Safari on iPad OS 15.5, VoiceOver with Safari on iPhone iOS 15.5, TalkBack with Chrome, latest, on Pixel Android 12. Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 7th of February 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09-320-4173, email info@aicoms.co.nz, website www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.